Gravity by Tess Gerritsen, read by William DeFries.
Disc 1.
To the men and women who have made spaceflight a reality, mankind's greatest achievements are launched on dreams. The Sea. Chapter 1. The Galapagos Rift. 0.30 degrees south, 90.30 degrees west. He was gliding on the edge of the abyss. Below him yawned the watery blackness of a frigid underworld where the sun had never penetrated, where the only light was the fleeting spark of a bioluminescent creature. Lying prone in the form-fitting body pan of Deep Flight 4, his head cradled in the clear acrylic nose cone, Dr. Stephen D. Ahern had the exhilarating sensation of soaring, untethered, through the vastness of space. In the beams of his winglights, he saw the gentle and continuous drizzle of organic debris falling from the light-drenched waters far above. They were the corpses of protozoans, drifting down through thousands of feet of water to their final graveyard on the ocean floor. Gliding through that soft rain of debris, he guided Deep Flight along the underwater canyon's rim, keeping the abyss to his port side, the plateau floor beneath him. Though the sediment was seemingly barren, the evidence of life was everywhere. Etched in the ocean floor were the tracks and plow marks of wandering creatures, now safely concealed in their cloak of sediment. He saw evidence of man as well, a rusted length of chain, sinuously draped around a fallen anchor.